With candidates reporting how much they raised, how different is presidential campaign cash from 4 years ago?
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Steve Chiatakis. Today, we found out President Obama and the Democrats raised $68 million in the last quarter of 2011 as the president seeks re-election. But this money is a bit different. James Thurber heads up the Center for Congressional and Presidential Studies at the American University in Washington. Professor, thanks for being here.
Good to be here.
I know the president talked a lot about raising money from small donors 4 years ago. Where's this money coming from? Have his donors changed?
Well, his goal is $1 billion. He had 750 last time. His goal is to have small contributors. It's about 40% of the people contributing so far. So he's really meeting that goal so far.
I want to talk about the Supreme Court ruling on campaign finance, which essentially lets sort of open the floodgates of all kinds of donations to come in politically. How much of a role has that played?
Citizens United was the decision, and it allows for so-called super PACs, which allows for unlimited contributions, and you really don't know who the contributors are until after the event. It is playing a major role in the Republican primaries. It'll play a major role in the general election.
Yeah. Are the Democrats using the same kind of methods? Are super PACs a big part of that race as well?
Super PACs have been started for the Democrats, but there's been a 2-to-1 expenditure of money from super PACs versus candidates so far in the Republican primaries. It will continue, and both Democrats and Republicans will use it no matter what the president says about big money in campaigns.
James Thurber from the American University. Professor, thanks.
Yes, thank you.
Presidential campaigns may be upbeat about their finances these days, so let's get an idea of how Americans feel about theirs.
And the latest poll number suggests margin of error.
There is somewhat of a disconnect.
It's conventional wisdom.
Our survey said.
Time once again for Attitude Check as we take America's temperature. And this morning, how folks are feeling about where they are in life economically compared to the last presidential election year. Frank Newport is editor-in-chief of the polling firm Gallup. Hey, Frank.
Good morning.
You know, as Americans go to the polls, the question I think is being asked these days is, do people feel better today more than they did 4 years ago? How do they feel about that? What about the standard of living question?
You know, that's a great question, and that's going to change as the year goes on because the bottom fell out as 2008 went on. But at the beginning of the year, back in January of 2008, Americans were still fairly positive about their standard of living. And if you just look at where we are today, we are back to exactly that point. So you would say today we are where we were in January. But boy, by October of 2008, we only had 40% of Americans who said their standard of living was getting better, and it even went down to 32%. So as the year progresses, the comparisons are going to look better and better now because we have finally climb back up to the point where we were when we started out.
I want to talk a little bit about the standard of living or quality of life issues. What do we include in sort of those issues in those categories?
Yeah, you know, the question, of course, just says standard of living. So we'll let Americans kind of evaluate that as they would. But we know from a lot of different research that Americans do take into account health care, their overall income, and their family life and things along those lines. And Americans, generally speaking, now in particular, are fairly positive about how those things are going.
I know, Frank, they also talk about gas prices when they mention standard of living. And you know, there's a lot of instability going on in the Arab world right now, especially with tensions between the U.S. and Iran. How's that going at the moment?
We just got through asking Americans what's the most important problem facing the country. That's where we typically would see it. Only 1% told us that the big problem was oil and gas prices. And of course, that's been much higher historically. So far, we're not seeing that Americans are concerned about the price of gas. We'll monitor it, but it's not crept into the consciousness of the average Jane and John Doe yet out there across the country.
Frank Newport, editor-in-chief over at Gallup. Frank, thanks.
You bet.
Let's do the numbers. European shares are up at the moment, more than 0.5%. More people got in line for first-time unemployment checks last week. The government said this morning weekly jobless claims rose to 399,000. Also got word that retail sales rose at the weakest pace in more than half a year. Wall Street yesterday, the Dow dropped. It lost 13 points to close at 12,449.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by GoToMeeting by Citrix, bringing high-definition video conferencing to online meetings for face-to-face collaboration. More at GoToMeeting.com.
Now to Haiti, where 2 years ago to the day, a magnitude 7.0 earthquake killed tens of thousands of people and left more than $7 billion in damage. Aid from around the world has been pouring in ever since, and reporter Alex Goldmark tells us from the capital, Port-au-Prince, about how some of that money is being spent.
The quake left 1.5 million people desperate for shelter, water, and health care. Charities and foreign governments promised some $6 billion for Haiti's recovery. Just a bit over half that's been spent. Jean Roca is with a UN project that scoops up the rubble of destroyed houses and recycles it into reusable brick. He says the job is about half done.
It is not yet finished, but he's not only arriving, demolishing, and going. He's understanding, making sure people accept us.
And getting 46 different agencies, the local government, and even local gangs to work together. And that's just for rubble. Mary Kate McIsaac is with the charity World Vision. It's trying to rebuild the 60% of Haiti's schools that were lost.
It's been difficult and it's a struggle. It continues to be a struggle for 500,000 people living in camps.
She says in Haiti, you can start to talk about progress now, but not success. In Port-au-Prince, Haiti, I'm Alex Goldmark for Marketplace.
Finally this morning, a couple of big oops moments for a Lafayette, Louisiana man who's charged with sticking up a convenience store. The man allegedly walked into the shop, grabbed a drink out of the cooler, pulled out a gun and demanded money. But when he went to drive away, oops, the thief realized he locked his keys in the getaway car. Which then leads us to the other oops moment. Police picked him up in a parking lot while waiting for a spare key from his mother. I'm Steve Chiatakis in Los Angeles. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. This is APM, American Public Media.
They've got cell phones and iPods and Facebook and everything. It's tough to get a teenager's attention. Now imagine how television advertisers feel.
I always have my TV on in the background, but when it's not entertaining enough, I get on YouTube.
I'm Kai Rizdahl, the future of TV, the Know Your Audience edition, next time on Marketplace. Also, the day's business news. It's from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.